Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
At about 40 to maybe 50%. So you'll want to keep the umbrella on hand. Rainfall totals today, generally a tenth of an inch or less. As we head through the overnight hours, skies turn partly cloudy. Overnight lows around 60 degrees. Tomorrow will be around 80, warm with a mix of sun and clouds. Back to 69 for our high Friday with a few evening showers. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now we have rain in some spots like Dorrinstown and Damascus. It is 60 degrees in Washington.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
it's been a rough morning for commuters with delays lasting many hours. We talked to VDOT about what touched it all off.
The governor's plea to Congress to rebuild the bridge. I'm Dick Giuliano.
From the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse, an update on the debris that crews are hoisting out of here. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Bringing back ferry service on the Potomac. Why it seems increasingly possible. I'm Kate Ryan.
10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a double-pronged close-up of a troubled airline in Washington today. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve has our top story.
Senators will be honing in on concerns about Boeing. Dual hearings, including one with a Boeing quality engineer who says he believes there are issues with the way the 787 Dreamliner is assembled that could lead to problems years down the line. The FAA is investigating those claims, but Boeing insists they are inaccurate and the plane is safe.
Concerns spiked after a door panel blew off an Alaska Airlines 737 mid-flight in January. The Senate is also set to convene the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas a day after the GOP-led House delivered two articles. CBS's Scott McFarlane asked North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis.
What are the prospects there's actually going to be an impeachment trial?
I'd say virtually none.
Democrats control the Senate, and senators expect the matter will be quickly shut down without a trial.
The allegations that Mayorkas hasn't enforced immigration laws at the southern border. Homeland Security is launching a first-of-its-kind campaign to help keep kids safe online. Secretary Mayorkas tells CBS Mornings,
"We just have to raise awareness and teach children and everyone around them how to recognize the predators."
Reports of suspected child exploitation more than doubled between 2019 and 2023. U.S. allies are urging Israel to be cautious in its response to Iran's attack over the weekend, but it's not clear if they've made any headway.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said after meetings with the foreign ministers of Britain and Germany that they had suggestions and advice, but Israel will make its own decisions. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron.
It's right to have made our views clear about what should happen next, but it's clear the Israelis are making a decision to act. We hope they do so in a way that does as little to escalate this as possible.
The German foreign minister urged Israel to exercise restraint.
CBS's Cammie McCormick. At least two people were injured in tornadoes that slammed through several states, including Kansas. This man, whose farm was severely damaged, is grateful.
I'm dancing for joy, looking to the heavens, saying yes. Who cares about property? You know, you can't replace life.
Systems headed east now into Cincinnati, Detroit, and Pittsburgh. Not as many shoppers are buying at L.L. Bean stores. With more people ordering their outdoor gear and clothing online, the company says it's laying off workers and reducing hours at customer call centers. Dow up 172. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
10:03 on WTOP on a rough commute Wednesday. It's April 17. Clouds and 60 degrees heading into the 70s. Good morning. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. My goodness, drivers on the Beltway still experiencing serious delays at this hour, for some nearly tripling their normal commute times. This is due to overnight construction that lasted longer than it was expected. Michelle Holland, communications manager with VDOT, tells us what went wrong.
We had crews working during overnight hours last night, and they are in the process of lifting steel girders into place to support a future bridge that's going to cross over I-495. Once the crews get started with those girder lifts, they have to make sure the beams are secured and tied off safely before they can reopen traffic. And they ran into some issues during overnight periods and had to complete that, make sure everything was bolted and secured before they can reopen the lanes.
Delays lasted for hours and stretched for many miles this morning. Definitely we've seen improvement here in the last hour or so, specifically on the Virginia side, and we're now starting to see things ease up a bit on the Maryland side of the Legion Bridge. We'll go to Rob Stallworth in just a couple of minutes for an update on the 8s. In other news, crews are racing to dismantle the remnants of the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Sections weighing as much as 450 tons have been lifted out. And in a salvage yard, workers are disassembling metal trusses by attacking them with propane torches and giant shears. At the same time, WTOP's Dick Giuliano tells us state leaders remain focused on the next bridge there.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore is pushing for federal funding to rebuild the bridge.
We will be spending the next days going to Capitol Hill, and we'll be meeting with any and every member.
Legal action against owners and operators of the cargo ship that crashed into the bridge could take years, so the aim is to secure congressional funding first.
The Key Bridge is not about nostalgia. It's about necessity, and we need to take action now.
When the governor makes his case to lawmakers, he urges them to come see for themselves.
A ship that is the size of the Eiffel Tower, that is the weight of the Washington Monument, with tens of thousands of tons of steel either sitting on it or sitting in the bottom of the river.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Meantime, the Coast Guard took WTOP's Nick Iannelli out on a boat to get a close-up view of the progress they've made there so far.
The Patapsco River is littered with giant chunks of steel and concrete. The damage is catastrophic, but crews are making significant progress. For example, they just hauled out one piece of debris that weighs 450 tons.
It's a big feat to make that happen.
Captain Dave O'Connell with the Coast Guard.
The divers have to go down there, get the measurements, figure where they're going to cut. Then they helped manipulate the diamond cutting saw that they were using to cut that underwater.
And they didn't just hoist it up. They first had to remove chunks of the roadway that were attached.
The pre-work was to get the roadway not attached to it, so it's lighter. So if the roadway had attached to it, it would have been like 700 tons. So it made it a lot easier to get it out.
On the Patapsco River, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
The Virginia General Assembly returns to Richmond today. And lawmakers have a loaded list of priorities and amendments to address. Here's WTOP's Luke Lukert.
One amendment would include so-called skill games, those gambling machines that you may see at a convenience store. A bill passed by the General Assembly would legalize, regulate, and tax those machines. But the governor is proposing changes that would put far stricter limits, like how close they can be to a church or daycare, and would tax them at a higher rate. Convenience stores around Virginia staged demonstrations this week, briefly halting lottery ticket sales. The initial bill garnered strong bipartisan support and could potentially face a veto override. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP in Money News.
Has HQ2 stalled? I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At United Bank, the community bank of the nation's capital, we know the financial decisions you're making to keep your families and future secure. With a long history of safe, sound, relationship-driven banking practices, we provide our customers with peace of mind protection. We offer the best of both worlds, the technology, products, and expertise you expect from a big bank, but with the personal touch and local decision-making only a local community bank delivers. Learn more at bankwithunited.com. Member FDIC.
It's 10:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8s. Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And yes, your commute remains a complete mess on the outer loop as you cross the American Legion Bridge. So the broken down tractor trailer in the center of the roadway, two lanes to the left and two lanes to the right will get you by there. Outer loop delays continue to pass Colesville Road headed around toward the American Legion Bridge and coming off the southbound 270 spur as you make your way past 370 headed down toward the American Legion Bridge as well. Inner loop slows, leaving 355 headed toward Georgia Avenue. Uncertain if we have anything in the roadway there. On the inner loop near Route 1 in College Park, we had the left side blocked for the crash. Northbound BW Parkway toward 197, a single right lane gets you by the work zone. No problems being reported on the inner loop or outer loop between Beltsville and Oxon Hill. Otherwise, your travel lanes are open and available as you head toward the Wilson Bridge. Traveling in the district, northbound I-295 headed toward the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Still some late delays there as you head in the northbound direction. On I-695, westbound toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, some volume delays there. Northbound I-395 in Virginia headed into the district. Still have some delays approaching and passing the Pentagon up to and across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Traveling southbound on DC-295 solid as you leave Eastern Avenue down toward East Capitol Street with nothing reported in your way. Constitution Avenue eastbound near 17th Street. That crash is cleared and all your travel lanes have been reopened. Still the issue in Northwest Canal Road between the Chain Bridge and Arizona Avenue. We had a broken down truck. Uncertain if that is still the case. In Virginia, southbound I-95 as you leave Dale City headed down toward Dumfries. That's where we have the right lane blocked today for the work zone. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Now the 7 News First Alert forecast with Eileen Whalen.
Added cloud cover today, but high temperatures will still manage to get above average. Our average daytime high as of today is 69, and we're forecasting a high of 74 downtown. We will have more clouds and a chance for rain and maybe a few rumbles of thunder really at any point throughout the day, so keep the rain gear on hand. Skies turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows back down into the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, near 80, tracking a little bit of a cool down, especially for the second half of your weekend. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
Cloudy and 61 degrees in Washington, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 1010 on WTOP, Money News at 10 and 40. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Amazon's headquarters in Arlington has not been spared the company's sweeping layoffs. The Washington Post reports HQ2 shed hundreds of jobs last year instead of continuing to add them as it is pledged. Amazon has also postponed construction of phase two of its HQ2 campus in Pentagon City. Baltimore's housing market's a lot more affordable than D.C., but the median price of what's selling in Baltimore has doubled in the last 6 years. Prices in D.C. have taken 19 years to double, though that's because prices are much higher here to begin with. Unsolicited marketing emails may be annoying, but they work. Marketing platform OmniSend says last year marketing emails had a click-to-conversion rate of 30%. Much less for unsolicited marketing text messages, though. That's just 5%. The Dow's up 112 points. The S&P 500 is up 6. The NASDAQ's down 18. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
At LMI, they're reimagining the path from insight to outcome at the new speed of possible. Discover what you can achieve at www.lmi.org.
In the minutes ahead,
how AI is helping to better control prosthetics. I'm Scott Gelman.
It's 1012.
Hey, it's Brett from Bull Oak. Are you struggling from ED? We've got a groundbreaking solution that's transformed the lives of thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 50 clinical studies, including research from prestigious Cambridge University. It revitalizes blood flow by repairing blood vessels, all without the need for pills or the worry of side effects. If you're ready to end your ED struggles, call us now. Not only will you get a free assessment and blood flow ultrasound, we're also throwing in your first treatment free on us.
That's right. Give us a call and schedule an appointment, and we'll get you your first treatment free. This is a $600 value, and it's yours free if you call in the next 2 minutes. Call 703-337-1919. That's 703-337-1919. Guys, it's time to reclaim your love life and put an end to your ED. 703-337-1919. Call Bull Oak now to qualify. 703-337-1919.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to CleanOrigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Just ahead, it looks like we'll be seeing more of Travis Kelce on our TVs. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
When it comes to substance use disorder, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Every patient has their own journey, and at Alpus Wellness, we understand that. Alpus Wellness is an evidence-driven, holistic treatment facility that offers multiple paths to recovery. We work with most major insurance companies. It's time. Visit us at alpuswellnesscenters.org to learn more or call us at 866-862-5727. Alpus Wellness. Unparalleled treatment, lasting recovery.
You want the best for your family, especially when it comes to their safety. So don't settle for just any old forecast. You need 7 News First Alert Weather from WTOP. All the watches, all the warnings, every 10 minutes on the 8th. WTOP, Washington's top news.
10:15 on WTOP. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. There's new information today on a long-standing dispute between property owners on both sides of the Potomac. The concern means the end of White Ferry service for hundreds of commuters. And WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us there's a possible breakthrough now.
Montgomery County's already in talks on accepting the donation of White's Ferry from owners Chuck and Stacy Kuhn. County Executive Mark Elrich says it could break the logjam that kept the ferry service between Loudoun and Montgomery counties from operating for more than 3 years. The Kuhns and Libby Devlin, owner of the ferry landing in Virginia, failed to reach a deal on operations. Devlin told WTOP,
"We were always looking for an inflation-adjusted 50 cents per car, which we felt was very reasonable."
Without getting into details, Devlin says, with Montgomery County's ownership,
"This is just great news for us, and I think that it will result in the ferry getting opened rather quickly."
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Slow it down in highway work zones. That is the message during this Work Zone Safety Week in Maryland. It's ahead of the start of summer road project season. Six highway workers died last year when a speeding driver crashed into them on the Baltimore Beltway. Colonel Roland Butler with Maryland State Police says preventing accidents is priority one.
Most common causes of work zone related crashes are distracted driving, following a vehicle too closely, and speeding, all things that motorists have control over.
Fines for speeding in Maryland work zones will double starting in June. Two Fairfax County students are using artificial intelligence to help people who use prosthetics to get better control of them. WTOP Scott Gelman reports the results have been promising.
Implants require surgery, and Chantilly High School student Gotham Ramachandran explained even traditional EEG technology has limitations. That's why he started working on an artificial intelligence algorithm.
It can be used to classify EEG signals, which can be used to control prosthetics.
He says the algorithm improves accuracy, giving people who use prosthetics better control.
It's a key to a new realm of interaction, where your thoughts seamlessly translate into action.
He got the idea after seeing a man with no legs in a wheelchair. The research is published in a paper online.
It was more about making a tangible difference, about transcending the traditional boundaries of assistive devices.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Here's a quick look at the top stories we're working on. It is easing, but there are still delays on the Beltway this morning after some late construction cleanup overnight and a tractor-trailer issue all near the American Legion Bridge. Maryland's governor heads back to Capitol Hill this week, pushing for federal funding for a new key bridge in Baltimore. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's 10:18. Let's check traffic and weather on the 8th. Rob Stallworth with the latest from the WTOP Traffic Center.
Between Silver Spring and Bethesda, the outer loop delays continue and still coming off a southbound 270 spur as you head toward the American Legion Bridge. On the Legion Bridge, still with the center lane blocked for the broken down tractor trailer. Stay in two lanes to the left or two lanes to the right in order to get by there. Inner loop, as you head past Route 1 in College Park, that crash should be cleared from the left side of the roadway. Traveling on the BW Parkway northbound toward 197, delays as you head past Powder Mill Road. That's where a single right lane gets you by the work zone toward 197. Southbound BW Parkway, delays briefly passing 32, headed down toward 198 with your travel lanes open and available there. In the district, Canal Road inbound between the Chain Bridge and Arizona Avenue, that broken down truck is now cleared and all your travel lanes have been reopened, but of course delays remain. I-395 northbound at the 12th Street Expressway, that crash is wrapped up and gone, but still some delays as you leave the 14th Street Bridge headed toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, we believe the right side is blocked for the work zone there. On the inner loop in Virginia, watch for delays, leaving the Georgetown Pike headed up to and across the American Legion Bridge with travel lanes open and available. Taking you back to, of course, Maryland, the feeder roads such as River Road and the Claire Barton Parkway still bottled up trying to get to the Beltway at this point still because of the broken down tractor trailer on the outer loop as you cross the American Legion Bridge. Back in Virginia, northbound I-95 headed past the Dell City truck scales. In the service road, that's where we had the left lane blocked for the work zone there. Southbound I-95 coming past Dell City headed toward Dumfries. That's where the right side is blocked for the work zone, so watch out for that. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Eileen Whalen with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Well, if you suffer from seasonal allergies, everything's looking so green out there right now, and our tree pollen is to blame. We are going to track at least a chance for rain today to wash some of that away. Not everybody will get wet weather, but those of you that do will have not only a chance for rain, but maybe even a rumble of thunder. As we head through the overnight hours, we'll have partly cloudy skies. It's going to be mild overnight with lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow looking great. Mix of sun and clouds near 80. More cloud cover Friday with highs in the upper 60s and an evening rain shower chance. The weekend is dry, breezy Saturday with a high of 69, only 62 on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
Clouds in 62 degrees in Fairfax, 65 in College Park. It is 63 on the National Mall. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Coming up,
what $600,000 will get you if you want a brand new home in Northwest D.C.? I'm Mike Marilla.
It's 1022.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience. Or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Government agencies face pressure to modernize programs and optimize operations. With EY, you can unleash the power of progress and move from strategy to execution. We are at the forefront of shaping how the government responds to complex challenges, providing technology-enabled solutions to help you transform at the federal, state, and local levels. Together, we are building a stronger country for the people. Learn more at ey.com/govmod.
The arts are essential. They reflect our humanity. They help us understand, connect, empathize, and grow. Strathmore is a bridge to a more conscious, connected, arts-infused world. The arts are essential. The arts are for all of us. All to create, all to enjoy, all to share, all to cherish. The arts are ours. Learn more at strathmore.org. That's strathmore.org.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 1023. A brand new two-story home is on the market in Northwest D.C. for just under $600,000. But as WTOP's Mike Murillo reports, there's a catch. That house is only 6 feet wide.
1738 Glick Court Northwest has a bedroom, living room, 1.5 baths, and is tucked into 600 square feet. Why is it so skinny?
We had to make this thing only 6 feet wide at the base of the home.
Nadi Samnang of Omnifix, a Virginia builder, and his brother chose the lot to build on, not realizing the city would only give them that small footprint to work with, unlike bigger homes, he says.
You know, when you have a 10,000 square feet house, you've got plenty of room to bring in equipment, to bring in crew, to bring in, all your materials.
He says they almost walked away from the project, but didn't. And now the home is completely built. They even found room for a backyard deck.
We feel so accomplished that we were able to overcome this challenge and probably build something that 99% of builders would probably walk away from.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Check out photos of that home at WTOP.com. A Super Bowl champ has landed a new gig that brings him back to TV.
Travis Kelce is set to host a 20-episode celebrity spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It'll air on Amazon Prime. No start date's been announced, but the Chiefs tight end has had some practice. He hosted Saturday Night Live last year and starred in the e-reality dating show Catching Kelce in 2016. His girlfriend Taylor Swift wore a New Heights podcast baseball cap at the Coachella Music Festival Saturday, publicizing his popular podcast that he hosts with his retired Eagles brother, Jason Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
1025. All right, Dave Preston, the caps are in.
You know what? I'm not gonna take credit for this, but last Friday, I wore that white Stadium Series sweater.
Yes,
the Caps
you did.
Jersey. They are 3-0 since I wore the Caps jersey.
Well, that's outstanding.
Here.
I'm glad the sweater works better than your socks.
Hey, don't go there. Capitals going to the playoffs with plenty of momentum. Their 3-game winning streak tied for the third longest in the league, TJ Oshie.
I think it just shows to the character in the room. Not to say that the other teams in this race haven't gone through their fair share of ups and downs, but from start to finish.